Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Raymond Johnson. Raymond is the president of Biblical Concepts Ministries, and we're talking about the issue of the critical race theory and what's taking place in America, generally speaking. But in a moment, we're going to boil it down to what's taking place here in the city of Jacksonville. Raymond, before we get back on our dialogue and discussion, looking at an article that says, Brainwashing America's Next Generation, How Millions of School Children Are Being Indoctrinated into the Marxist Ideology. This article reads, in 1984, George Orwell's famous novel about a nightmarish future society, the main character was Winston Smith, runs afoul with the ruling party, for insisting that 2 + 2 = 4. Only after being tortured by those in power does he come around to agreeing that, of course, 2 + 2 really makes 5, end quote. In America in 2021, has America 2021 become Orwell's 1984? And nowhere more than in the nation's school system do we find that. The New York City math and educational professor Laurie Rubel claims that the whole notion that 2 + 2 = 4 is one that reeks with white supremacy and patriarchy. How is it that remotely possible, as the Brooklyn College professor explained in a tweet, the idea that math or data is culturally neutral or in any way objective is a myth, she says, along with the, of course, math is neutral because 2 + 2 trope, T-R-O-P-E, are related and creepy. Math is pure and protect math, reeks of white supremacy and patriarchy. Ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about this with Raymond Johnson, Biblical Concepts Ministries, I'm concerned. This article further says, we see white supremacy culture show up in the mathematics classrooms even as we carry out our professional responsibilities, declared the teacher's guide. The concept of mathematics being purely objective is unequivocally false, they say. Upholding the idea that there's always a right and a wrong answer perpetuates objectivity as well as fear and open conflict and causes division. So, Raymond, what that article is saying, that there's a push, and it's from the top down, a push for making the critical race theory a part and parcel of the academic process, rather than, as we used to call it, the 3 R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Raymond, take a few moments and just respond to that, and then we've got another caller on the line.
Well, that's exactly right. So just on the larger level, you know, this stuff is all in your universities. It's now made its way into our high schools and even worse in our seminaries. You know, we had a young man out of our own church that grew up in our church as a child and went off to college and was brainwashed in critical race theory. He went to college and he went to seminary and he's off getting a PhD. And, you know, they turned him into an anti-biblical, anti-American communist in the name of Christ. He does and believes and teaches and puts this information out in the name of Christ as a Christian, but is totally anti-American. And so even our local churches, you know, you have your typical liberal black churches that are putting this stuff out. We could name a few. You know, we know McKissick over at, what is that, Bethel Baptist downtown pushes this kind of stuff. Then you have, of course, the activist actor that we all, a troublemaker, I call him Jacksonville's troublemaker, R.L. Gundy. You know, I mean, he's been bought out by the LGBT to promote, you know, this guy was is a pastor, but yet he was paid $10,000 from the LGBT lobby organization to organize pastors to support HRO. You know, right now, the same pastor, Mr. Gundy, is paid, gotten, you know, government contracts to hire people to go out door to door to convince them to go out and get their dangerous COVID vaccine. You know, so you have, but it's creeping into white churches, more conservative churches. I hate to say it, First Baptist Church of Orange Park, their pastor, if you follow him on social media, they are pushing critical theory and all against conservatives with this kind of false narrative. And so watch your church. Pay attention. Are they teaching this kind of stuff?
Well, Raymond, what I can say to that is very clear and succinctly, regardless of the denomination, regardless of the ethnicity of the denomination and or the church, if they are pushing that, it means that they're ignorant, if I can use that very benevolently and yet very poignantly, they're ignorant of the truth of the Word of God. It is the heart that God sees and not the skin tonation. The heart is deceitful and wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9, the scripture says, it is the heart that brings about sin in the life. And it doesn't make any difference about the race, if you want to call it that. It's not, again, I say, and it's redundant, God created just one race, and that's the human race. There are many ethnicities. But yet, regardless of the ethnicity, there's hatred and animus in the heart and the life of every human being. It's called sin. And until Christ comes in and Jesus Christ controls and rules on the throne of that heart and life, there'll be that division, whether it be economically, socially, ethnically, professionally, politically, et cetera, there'll be that division. Raymond, hold on a minute. I believe we have Bob on the line. Go over the question or comment, Bob.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, mine is just a comment kind of close to what you're talking about. That Kamala Harris, that calls us a racist nation. The only racist that seems to be is on the left. The Antifa and the Black Lives Matter. So, you know, that's where the only racist seems to be. Because people, when they point out race, to me, I've had confrontations before in restaurants before somebody tried to say I was a racist. I said, you brought it up, not me.
Well, you see, the major, Bob, you're exactly right, because the major thing that we're seeing, in fact, most are not aware of the fact that Black Lives Matter, BLM, which is a communist Marxist organization, it was started by three women that pride themselves on being what they call queer, and they pride themselves on the fact that they're highly trained Marxists, and it's through the Black Lives Matter organization that's funded by hundreds of millions, yea, may I say, billions of dollars, that's helping to carry out and to populate our schools with the critical race theory, which is part and parcel of what is being pushed by the Black Lives Matter communist, socialist, Marxist organization. So, Bob, you're exactly right. And as a result of that, it's fomenting harm and danger for our nation. Here's an article that says a black man ranting about white devils stabbed a 12-year-old boy in the neck with a box cutter. Pittsburgh man was reported ranting about white devils and is in the custody, alleging that he tackled a 12-year-old boy from behind and stabbed him in the neck with a box cutter while he and his family were waiting in line at a McDonald's restaurant. His name is Charles Edward Turner, 51 years old, charged with attempted homicide, four counts of aggravated assault, two counts of simple assault, and resisting an arrest after a horrifying incident where police described as showing extreme indifference for the value of human life. According to the local television report, Turner was muttering white devils and other white slurs at the crime scene, though the Post and Gazette newspaper opted not to include the details about the racial slurs that he was using, adding the case appears to be a clear-cut anti-white hate crime, end quote. And I can't help but to believe that it's because the Black Lives Matter agenda and the critical race theory that's being taught and pushed. So, Bob, you're exactly right, brother. Keep on keeping on and honoring the Lord. We need to stick to the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. If we don't stick to the Word of God, we can go out into these different categories and areas and be walking on thin ice that is absolutely antithetical to the holiness of God and the truth of the Word of God, which is where every Christian, every child of God needs to stand. Raymond, tell us about what's happening in our public libraries here in Jacksonville today.
Right. So this is very interesting. Let me just give the backstory. You had already described it's very interesting that the governor, just last week, the governor brought this out. Now, you've already kind of covered that. He called critical theory, a critical race theory, a wacko theory, and so he wants to eradicate it from our schools and textbooks, thankfully. So it's very interesting that literally over the weekend, just a couple of days after I hear his announcement, I just found this what's happening in our local libraries. Now, let me give the backstory quickly on the library. We dealt with them before. 2 years, it was in 2019, of course, June is so-called LGBT Pride Month, and so all these libraries were hosting Drag Queen Story Hour. We had a similar situation here, believe it or not, where they wanted to host instead of a traditional Drag Queen Story Hour, where they have the drag queen just talk to the little kids, it was kind of a drag queen prom. This was for teenagers that identify as transgender or LGBT, and they were going to do a drag prom with these teenagers at the library and bring in a drag queen as a performance. So we were able to stop that with the help of a conservative councilman, thankfully. And so here we are 2 years later. Now we're dealing with this. Just the very week after the governor, tries to eradicate this from our schools. So what we're dealing with here, Wednesday night, you can go online and find this at the library website. It's posted on both stumbling over my words here, over your Facebook page and my Facebook page on Biblical Concepts. You can find all this information we're about to give you. So the library, Wednesday night, I guess they're not meeting because of China virus and all this, but online, the library is hosting a critical theory racist kind of author named Frederick Joseph. Okay, the title of this chat, I guess, whatever you want to call it, conference, is The Black Friend on Being a Better White Person. Okay, now you heard that right. The Black Friend on Being a Better White Person. You can only imagine what would happen if Biblical Concepts Ministries hosted a meeting, wanted to rent a room at the library, as you could do before China virus, okay, and host something called The White Friend on Being a Better Black Citizen. You can only imagine the outrage, and it would be canceled immediately. But this conversation is going to be hosted by this author, and it's going to be moderated by a young lady named Taylor Richardson. Well, so who is Taylor Richardson? Well, this is a teenage girl, by the way, a young black girl, who has been raising money. She started a GoFundMe campaign. She goes to Bowles School to get this propaganda book into the libraries. Okay, she started the so-called, and just in January of this year, the so-called hashtag Black Friend Challenge, in hopes of starting a dialogue to combat racism. And by the way, everything I'm about to give you here that I'm telling you, you can go straight to the library website and find out. All this stuff's posted on our Facebook pages. Let's Face the Issues, Biblical Concepts Ministries. So by all means, go to our Facebook pages, click this link, and you can go find all this stuff. This young lady's raised $22,000 and distributed this propaganda book in schools and libraries in over 30 states and 40 U.S. embassies. So, of course, our local library accepted her challenge, and so all this book is at all 21 libraries. Her bio goes in to tell her she's a 17-year-old student at Bowles, And I wanted to point this out. This is her own bio on the website. This is what she calls herself. She is a advocate, a speaker, and notice these three words or four words, a disruptor for good. Sounds like more like a rioter to me. You know, is that what we call a protester now? A disruptor for good? I mean, you can't make this stuff up, you know. Yeah. So,
well, Raymond, here you touched on it. If I could jump in, and the black friend, one being a better white person, that is the author of the book that she is pushing. It is one that is what's his name, Frederick Joseph, that wrote the book. Mm-hmm. And that's the book that he's pushing. In the introduction portion of that book, let me read this. The introduction of his book, my aim is to help you go from being a person who is learning and unlearning things about these problems mm-hmm. created and perpetrated by all white people, end quote.
Yep.
So it's an anti-white agenda that falls into the category of divisiveness that has caused things, just as I read a moment ago, the article, the black man ranting white devils while he stabbed a 12-year-old boy in the back of the neck with a box cutter in Philadelphia. And, of course, he's been arrested. He was in Pittsburgh, and he's been arrested for doing so. And yet it's causing that fomenting of racial hatred. In fact, here's an article that says, Tucker Carlson, mm-hmm. blast American educators pushing the lies of BLM and critical race theory into all of our public school system and curriculum. Here's the article, little blurb from it. He ripped efforts by the American educators to include elements of Black Lives Matter, critical race theory, and the 1619 Project into all curriculum. He says, someday we'll all look back at with shame and horror at what we've done in our public school system. Further, the article states, ideological poison that is not removed will dissolve the civic bonds that tie us together. It will destroy our country, and that is why I recently banned training in this prejudicial ideology from the federal government and banned it in the strongest manner. And that was a statement from our previous president, Donald J. Trump. In fact, President Trump had, by fiat, he had simply waved the magic wand and said, no longer will we teach critical race theory in any federal agency, any federal organization with any federal dollars. And since Joe Biden has come into office, he has taken that all back, and now we have full steam ahead, the critical race theory being taught at every level in our schools and in the educational systems through the universities and in every federal agency of government. Now, Raymond, go ahead with your thoughts in relationship to this library, the library, and what is taking place there.
Well, just to add on a couple of items here. Again, this is all out on the Jacksonville Library website. You know,
Raymond,
you can
read
it.
I'd forgotten, Raymond. I'm sorry. I'd forgotten we've got Jim holding on the line. Jim, go over with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Seems to me there is an undercurrent of low expectation in here, according to this theory that they're trying to advance and develop, creation of a victim class, creation of a another segment of the society to be guilted or compliant or silenced there. Let me ask both of you gentlemen there, what does the Bible say in regards to expectations or lowered expectations of, for example, me and the way that I think about someone else? Can you give me some good biblical verses to help me?
I don't know if I understand fully, Jim, your question. If you could definitively make that question clear, and I don't know of any particular verse that says, thou shalt not
okay.
have division based on race. There's not one there, but we need to look at
it. I'm sorry. It comes back to the whole thing of the low expectations there. You know, whenever you say a child interpretation 2 + 2
yes.
equal 4
oh,
might equal 5 to somebody else, to me that's a version of low expectations of another individual in a form of judgment. So that's what I'm getting from it. I don't know if you gentlemen see the same thing, but it seems like whoever's advancing these theories seems to be very judgmental.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's coming from a judgmental. It's coming from a bias, without any question, a bias toward one race versus the other. And it is very, very clear that it's antithetical to Scripture. The Scripture is very clearly, and Proverbs 22:6, train up a child the way, the bent, the leaning, the direction that he should go, and when he's become old, he will not have departed from it. And that's the mom and dad's responsibility, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 and following, that the parents have the responsibility of training a child biblically, and yet we find some of those same children that are trained biblically at home, they're sent off to the schools, including kindergarten through high school now, and colleges and universities, where they're going to be brainwashed and totally, their minds totally modified to hate our country and to hate God and to hate each other based on skin color. It is a total divisive thing. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says the Buffalo School District tells students that all white people play a part in perpetrating a systemic racial system. And it goes on to talk about the growing case across America with that so-called systemic racism. But you're exactly right. What we're seeing and hearing, Jim, is totally antithetical to the Word of God. We're to love one another. We're to submit and surrender our lives to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And in that, the greatest command he gives is to love one another. And he didn't say love the white or love the black, but love one another. It's, we should have love for each other. And it's only having the heart of love from the Lord Jesus Christ that that's possible for any individual. And notwithstanding that, we're going to find the division and the racism continue to be perpetrated in America to divide and destroy our nation. That's the thing that I'm afraid of.
I would agree with that statement there. Yeah, I just see this as something that's completely whoever's perpetrating these theories there, it's a form of judgment, and I just don't.
You're exactly right.
I don't
exactly
see how people can fall into this and not have their minds opened. I mean, how are they being blinded? I mean, I know how they're being blinded. They're being blinded because they believe the lie. I'm having difficulty struggling with the changes I've seen. You know, I'm under 100, like you say, but over.
Yes.
It just bothers me from where I was at growing to the current day.
It should be deeply disturbing for all of us, Jim, and I'm thankful for your comments. All we can do is keep praying, keep asking God to intervene before we see the total destruction and demise of our great nation. Thank you so much for calling. Keep on looking up. Raymond, we've got a few minutes left in the broadcast. Let's continue the thought in relationship to what you're finding in the public libraries, and we understand the source of that now. You've already stated that. What is the call to action? What can Christians do? What can conservatives do? What can the moral, ethical citizens in Duval County? How can we stem this tide that is now? Do you think this falls under the guidance and the purview of the governor?
Right. If I may, let me hold that thought, and I'm going to come back and answer that. Before I forget, I just want to make a statement according to your caller there. First of all, you know, listen, it's without saying that none of us are racist, okay? We, you know, God created red, yellow, black, and white. We're not racist. We don't, and if there's problems and tensions between races, at least for me and mine and my family and those that I know, it's not, has nothing to do with skin color, okay? So, but let me go back. You know, we say, to answer your caller there, this is a good thought, a biblical answer to this. We give and I didn't come up with this, actually. A dear friend of mine actually brought this to my attention, and he was so right when he brought this to my attention, was this, that we give credit by calling to the wrong person, by calling it Marxism, by, you know, to Karl Marx, okay? Because if you really think about it, okay, and your caller mentioned, well, where does this, you know, where is it coming from? Well, let me answer it with this. Really, it's satanic, and it goes all the way. The idea, the tool that the globalists and your liberal government leaders, which is really the deep state, the globalists, that this is their tool they're using. But it is a trick that came all the way from Satan, that went all the way back to the garden.
Yes.
The idea of this division, the oppressed and the oppressor, is exactly what Satan used on Eve, if you think about it, that God was hiding something from you. He's oppressing you. Eat of this, and ye shall know, of you know, eat of this fruit. So, you know, that's a really good example of, I'm telling you, it's satanic. And so if we don't understand why it is satanically inspired tool being used in these last days and part of the end time prophecy, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah,
so
exactly.
I wanted to get that out.
In fact, if I can touch on this, and you triggered that thought in my mind, Raymond, and again, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Raymond Johnson. He's the president of Biblical Concepts Ministries here in our Jacksonville metropolitan area. Back in 1968, a black pastor called Dr. James Cone, C-O-N-E, is the one that brought that to the attention. It was a race theory of the oppressor, and his approach was that here's your plantation owner and here's the plantation slave, and that slave owner, that slave must come up and be in control rather than the plantation. And he used that was to illustrate the employee and the employee, the company and the worker, and that the worker must overshadow and take control of the company, et cetera, et cetera. And it came out of Marxism many, many, many years ago, brought to America about 1968, and it's taken different nuances down through the years, Black Lives Matter, Black Panthers, and now the critical race theory, et cetera. There's a war that's taking place in Lowndes County, Virginia, Raymond. Teachers compile a list of parents who question racial curriculum, and they plot war against them. Members of a 624-member private Facebook group called Anti-Racist Parents of Lowndes County named parents and plotted fundraisers and other offline work. Some use pseudonyms, but the Daily Wire has identified them as who's who of the affluent jurisdiction outside D.C., including school staff and elected officials. And they're literally going to war with the parents in Lowndes County if the parents disagree with the critical race theory that's being taught there. But Raymond, call to action quickly before our broadcast is over today. Who do we call? Do we call city council members? Do we challenge and chide the library? Quickly, tell us a plan of action, what we should do. Those that are listening, those that are concerned about this critical race theory being in our public libraries.
Well, that's exactly right. We really should contact both. So by all means, please reach out to your city council members, call them and email them all, and also the library board. If you go to their page and look at the board of trustees, it's nothing more than just a political board. It's a whole list of candidates. There are a couple of council members that are liaison, and that's kind of just the procedure. But Danny Becton is on there, and he's a friend of conservatives. So reach out to him, let him know that this is happening and that we don't approve. I know that he wouldn't approve either because he's a good guy. But this whole library board of trustees is a complete joke. It's just a political, all the political favors in the establishment. But by all means, please call the library, call the city council. You can get all of that information in one email. It's all posted on Let's Face the Issues and Biblical Concepts Facebook page. You'll see this a picture of this whole thing, and you just click it,
Raymond,
and reach out to them.
Wonderful. Raymond, thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again, we face the issues.
Service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.